Hi, my name's Sammy. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm. I'd like to go for a quick survey with you on problems facing our nation, state and local communities. May I speak with Mary, please?
No, there's no Mary. If you're going to speak to anybody, you're going to speak to me. How can I help you?
Okay, perfect. Are you a registered voter of New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Give me 1 second.
Sure.
So you're registered as a voter as a Democrat in New Jersey, correct?
I'm a registered voter. Who I vote for is nobody's business.
No problem. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections? Are you all?
Oh, I will vote. I will vote, but who I vote for, once again, it's nobody's business.
Yes. No problem. So almost certain you're going to vote.
I definitely will vote.
Okay, yep. What is your race?
I'm a male, 54. Irish and Italian.
Irish and Italian, okay. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, I just answered that question.
Okay.
If I'm Irish and Italian, I can't be Spanish, right?
Yeah, sorry, it's just a question I have to ask.
No, I get it. Listen, I'm here, I'm trying to cooperate until I see this phone call take a wrong turn, and then when it does, I'm going to take a wrong turn. But
yeah,
go ahead.
No problem. It's just general political questions.
Okay, I got no problem with that. As long as you're a gentleman, I'm a gentleman. Good.
Of course. In what year were you born?
69.
So I'd like you to rate your feelings to some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold and 100 means very warm. So Andy Kim, the South Jersey U.S. Congressman.
I don't even know who the fuck he is.
Yep, no problem. Phil Murphy, governor of New Jersey.
I like Murphy. I give him a plus. I mean, I don't know about what number, but I give him a plus. I had no problem with Murphy.
Would you say 75 out of 100?
You know what? I'd probably even go 80%. I like Murphy. Like I said, you know, when it comes to Democrat, Republican, I don't declare. I vote on the individual itself.
Okay. Tammy Murphy, the First Lady of New Jersey.
Well, she hasn't done anything. All she is right now is a wife. You know, she runs for Senate or whatever she runs for. That's a different story, but that's not neither here or there. I can't judge her just because that's his wife. What's she done?
No,
she hasn't done anything.
No, I'll put no opinion on that one.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's okay. Rob Menendez, the U.S. Congressman.
Zero. He's a crook. That's what he is. He's part of the Hudson County machine. And let me tell you something. How he's getting away with all this is a disgrace. A fucking disgrace.
Okay.
If it was you and me, we'd be doing Fed time. We'd be planting flowers in the fucking feds.
Yeah. Bob Menendez, the U.S. Senator.
He's a disgrace.
Zero as well.
Who'd you say the first time? What, Melendez?
Rob Menendez.
Oh, no, the first one, Bob Melendez, the one who's going through everything, he's a disgrace. The senator.
Okay, and his son?
I got no comment on his son. But I tell you what, all birds flock together.
Okay. The next one is Joe Biden.
Listen, Joe Biden is the worst president since Jimmy Carter.
He's
the worst president ever. Zero minus 100. If I had a fucking piece, I'd clip fucking Biden and I'd fucking bury him in the back. He's a fucking disgrace.
Oh.
He's a disgrace.
Okay. The next person is Stephen Phillip, the mayor of New Jersey.
The mayor of Jersey City, not New Jersey. Jersey City.
Jersey City, sorry. Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Yeah, you got to ask these questions. You got to get your facts right. All right, so put a bing. Yeah, don't worry about it. Phillip, you know what? He was good for Jersey City. I don't have a problem with him. You know, I didn't vote for him. I don't have a problem with him. And I thought what he did during the pandemic was really how he handled the city and how we went forward from the pandemic. So he's definitely getting a plus for me. A lot of people think now he's selling out. But you know what? He did his terms. And now he's got bigger dreams ahead. Going to go try to go on to be governor. So I got no problem with Phillip.
Would you give him 80 as well?
Say that again?
Would you give him 80?
Yeah, at least. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Let me tell you, the two best Democrats, and I don't consider myself a Democrat, I like Murphy and I like Philip. Now, okay. Does that mean I would vote for Philip as governor? I would have to see who the other candidates are. But I definitely like Philip, and I definitely like Murphy.
Okay. And the next person is Ravi Bala, the mayor of Hoboken.
You know what? He's a good guy. I mean, I'm a Jersey City resident. So, you know, it's not fair for me to comment on him. I don't live in Hoboken.
Yeah,
so, you know, I can't say, I can't, you know, listen, Hoboken is my next door neighbor. I can't say nothing negative, nor can I say anything positive. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not a resident from Hoboken.
No problem. Okay, when you hear the name Rob Menendez, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Bob Melendez.
No, Rob, his son, Rob.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying the father.
Oh. Oh, okay, Bob. Okay, yeah, sorry. My name.
Yeah, I mean, you think Melendez, you think of the center. You don't think of his son.
Okay, yeah.
And you gotta remember something. You're talking to somebody who's born and raised in Jersey City, somebody who's, okay, you know, knows the Hudson County machine, if you know by that. And I just think everything that's going on with him is a fucking disgrace. It's a disgrace. Yeah. Okay, and then you wonder why politics are politics.
Yes.
Yeah.
So would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
The answer no comment.
No comment. Okay, no problem.
Yeah, no comment. Because I'm going to tell you why. The reason why I don't have any comment, because I don't have a strong opinion of his father. And maybe that's not the, I just have a bad taste in my mouth, and every time I hear Melendez, I think of the father. And like I said,
okay, yeah,
and you heard my comment with the father, so I don't want to repeat myself.
Yes, okay. And if the Democratic primary election for U.S. Senate were held today, and the candidates were Patricia Campos Medina, Tammy Murphy, Bob Menendez, Andy Kim, for whom would you vote?
Ooh. Maybe Kim.
Kim, yep.
Yeah,
and if
maybe
the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, and Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. You know, even the last question, you're asking me who I vote for, and you're asking me on the fly. What I mean by that is you're throwing this at me, but you got to give more thought to who you vote for. You can't just vote on a fly with a quick question over the phone. You, I'm sorry, excuse me, something went down the wrong pipe. When you vote, you got to think long term, not short term. So when you call me up with these polls and ask questions, it's easy just to give you a name, but I'm not really giving any thought to it.
Yeah, no, I understand. So in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Bob, a lot. And it's nothing positive.
And how closely would you say you're following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Very closely. And listen, I don't know if you know where you're calling from. I don't know where you're calling from, and that's your business. I don't care. But I'm in Jersey City. I'm in Hudson County. So obviously the media always loves a negative story. They don't do positive things on TV. Everything's negative. So anytime anything negative happens, whether it be a politician or whatever, they're all over it. So you're going to hear a lot about it because of his indictments, just like you hear about everything with Trump, which is a disgrace within itself.
Yeah. So please tell me whether you disagree or agree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. So Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez.
No, so he shouldn't be held accountable. I mean, his father's a different people.
Okay, Rob Menendez is only in Congress because of his father, Bob Menendez.
Yes.
Yes.
That Melendez name, that totally agree. That name carries a lot of weight, or carried a lot of weight. You know, I mean, I say carry as in past tense, because you don't know what the outcome is going to be with his father. But the Melendez name carried a lot of weight. So there's no doubt in my mind. Just like Murphy's wife is in it because of Murphy, right? Yeah. But they're family. So this is what you do with family, right?
Yeah. So Rob Menendez is his own person and should not be punished for the actions of his father, Bob Menendez.
No, I totally agree with that. Unless he had, unless in some shady way, which hasn't come to about, that he had something to do with his father, then he shouldn't be absolutely not. No one should be accountable just because they share the last name for somebody in their family did something wrong or right.
Okay, the next one is, there is no way that Congressman Rob Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez's shady and corrupt dealings.
But you know what? For me to say what he was thinking, that's just ludicrous. I don't know what he was thinking, right? Or what he knows. Or what he knows, excuse me. But to say that maybe he didn't know what his father's doing, that, you know, for me, a Jersey City guy, a neighborhood guy, I definitely think he knew what his father was doing. But, you know, you can't say that for sure, because that's just hearsay. And there's no way that could ever be proven.
Okay. Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He is not involved in his father's issues in any way.
As of now, yeah. until you hear, unless proven otherwise. And listen, everyone has a cell phone, right? Cell phones are the worst fucking things ever because everyone texts, emails, and once that's on that cell phone, it's on there. I don't care if it's 5 years later, it's on there. So unless something comes up, you can't say anything.
Okay, now I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez. I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. So critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme, in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the government of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. The supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. They say that he appears nowhere in the Justice Department's charges against his father because he has absolutely nothing to do with the investigation or any of the crimes his father has been accused of committing. They say there have never been any accusations of wrongdoing of any kind against Congressman Menendez, and it would be unfair to make the son pay for the sins of the father. At the same time, they say it's unreasonable to ask a son to come out and publicly condemn his own father. So which of them two statements would you say is closer to your own view?
You know what? Those last two, one, you don't judge him for his father, and two, to come out against your father, you just, so those two were pretty much hit the nose. I can't pick one or the other, because one, even if he did know something, to come out against his father, that's just not realistic. You know what I mean? That's just not realistic. And the second one being that he shouldn't be punished, right now, nothing came out by the Justice Department saying anything that he was aware or knew anything. And if the father was a good father, he would make sure that his son didn't know anything.
Okay, yep. So I'm going to read you some more statements made by critics and supporters of Rob Menendez. Again, tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. So critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayors Raz Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bowledge, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families, because his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists.
I agree with the last one right there. And plus you got Brian Stack, who I like a lot. I like Brian Stack a lot.
Okay, now I'm going to read you some brief statements.
Now listen, stop. I'm going to give you one more because you called me during the football game here, so I don't want to be rude or nothing, but I got my elderly mother next to me, and I don't want to be rude because she likes to watch football, so I'm going to give you one more, okay?
Okay, it's just the last few questions, if that's all right.
Okay, go ahead.
Just a few brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. So please tell me if each statement makes you more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress. So okay. A member of the Pro-Choice Caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he is fighting to stand up against the anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States.
I definitely agree, you know, for females, her bodies, her right.
Okay. Rob Menendez is fighting against extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda who wants to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who support the January 6th rioters and aim to put Donald Trump back in power.
Well, this is what I'm going to tell you. The whole border situation is a disgrace. So I got a different view on the whole border situation and immigrants. And I think January 6th, yeah. This whole thing about Trump and everything else, they're making January 6th bigger than actually what it was. And the whole open border thing turns me off. And it's the one reason, listen, you got, I know it's the same part of your question. You got Biden, who I couldn't vote for if I was on life support. And then you have Trump, who's not a politician, he's a businessman. I wish there was a third party. I wish there was a third choice, not party, excuse me, a third choice.
Third choice, yeah, no, I understand. So the next one is, the first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey. From lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for childcare, making it easier to take care of older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible.
Definitely agree with that. You know, listen, I think this country, and I'm going to leave it with this, okay, buddy? I'm going to tell you this. This country is a disgrace of how they treat their senior citizens and the elderly. The idea of a senior citizen, throw them in a home and just let them be there, and then you had that whole crisis during the pandemic. And then you just see every day. I have a handicap spot here for both my parents, 85 and 86. People parking there. Until I ripped one guy out of the car, as a gentleman, I ripped him out of the car. And you know what? They don't read signs. They have no respect because it's handicapped or for the elderly. So the whole thing with the elderly is really a touching point with me.
Yeah. It's just the last three questions, if that's okay. Three more questions and we're done.
Okay, go ahead, buddy, because you've been a gentleman. So that's why I'm doing this thing.
Thank you, sir.
Go ahead.
After hearing some more information, let me ask you again. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Ravi Bala, Rob Menendez, Kyle Jacy, for whom would you vote?
Like I said, and I'm going to give you the same answer I gave before, even though you're trying to do the 52 fake out. I got to think about it. I can't just say that.
Yeah, no,
I know where you're going. I see that you're backing all these questions are pertaining to Rob Menendez. I get it. But you know what? I can't just sit here because you're backing him or you're doing the 52 fake out with the questions and say Rob Menendez. I would have to think. You know what I mean? And then in the coming days when the election comes, you don't know what's going to come out, if anything comes out at all.
Okay. So the next question is, thinking in political terms, would you say that you're more conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Neither. I just, like I said from the beginning, I vote on the individual. This is what I do know. This country needs an overhaul. When you have a country that's anti-cops, listen, George Floyd killed this fucking country. Not what happened to George Floyd. The aftermath of George Floyd killed this country. Saying we're going to take out police departments, letting them burn in towns, letting them get away. Now you got the fucking animals, and they're animals. When you have an animal, you treat them like a fucking animal. Going into malls, robbing things, and God forbid if you do anything against anybody who's black, and now you got the people of Israel going through what they're going through, and these fucking motherfucking terrorists are getting away, and now they're coming over in this country, and now they're going against listen, I'm not Jewish, but what they're going through is a fucking disgrace. This whole country needs an overhaul. An overhaul.
Okay. And do you currently own your own home, rent your home, or live with friends or family?
Own.
Rent? Own, okay.
No, own.
Okay, and your last year of schooling you've completed, was it first or 11th grade, high school graduate?
Listen, I graduated high school and I got my college education on the street.
Okay, thank you.
You got that or no?
Yeah, I've got that, yeah. Are you a current or retired member of a labor union?
No, there's no unions in my profession, no.
Okay. And strictly just for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Sure. First name is Richard.
Richard, thank you very much.
Or Richie, whatever.
So thanks for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? The participants are compensated for their time. So can I note that you're interested in the follow-up research study?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to tell you what. Oh, slow down there. I'm going to tell you what. You got my number. You make sure you take care of me. And bada bing, I'll take part of your survey because you've been a gentleman. You're not showing any reason for me not to think you're a gentleman. So you've been a gentleman.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time as well, and thanks for taking the time to answer the questions for me.
Hey, listen, like I said, no problem. You just can't call during football. Once you get that straightened out there, you're going to be good to go. You hear me?
Yeah, no problem, Richard. I'll make sure next time I'll check the football before I call.
Yeah, because listen, he who gambles lives in shambles, and right now we got to pay attention to the game. So you have a good day, buddy.
You too, sir. Enjoy the football. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thanks.